Ken is excited about it. She's got her plates out there set up. You can have an opportunity to visit with her.
Okay, good afternoon. I'm Sarah Lancaster. I am an assistant professor at Oklahoma State University, and I'm going to take what Suzanne talked a little bit about seeds and kind of build on that with a couple more activities. So seeds, there's a great variety in seeds, and Suzanne mentioned that, but you can use that variety to teach a lot of different things, from biology and ecology to chemistry. So out in the hall, I just have some ideas. If any educators are here and you're not familiar with working with seeds in your classroom, just sort of some top 10 tips, things that I've seen elementary school students and teachers maybe forget about. So well, you can look at those out in the hallway. The two experiments that I have, the first one is looking at how different treatments affect seed growth. So one of the ways that I like to couch this, my background as far as my education is all in weed science. And so, you know, we haven't always had herbicides, modern herbicides like we do today. So what are some other things we could do to control weeds in the soil, and why do those work? So looking at salt water versus boiled water and talking about how boiling water can control the biological organisms in the soil and how the salt water can affect the osmotic potential in the soil, and all of that can prohibit the germination of those seeds. The other activity I have is looking more at the chemistry of those seeds, and the students get to do a little bit of grinding and some extractions to look at the various lipid contents of different types of seeds, so different types of oilseed crops or legumes. And I'm not nearly as long-winded as Suzanne, so sharing.